Welcome to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. Have you seen the dynamic murals popping up all over Eugene? They are part of the 20 by 21 mural project. When local artist Isla Rose first heard of the project, she immediately reacted.
I thought instantly, you know, where's the local involvement? As a local artist, I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I could have that same opportunity?
Most of us know Isla Rose's Oregon Country Fair posters from the past 3 years. The mural at 3rd and Lincoln is only her second big mural, and it presented some challenges.
For me, it requires a lot of planning, especially because I haven't done a lot of murals. It felt really important to me to really have a good grasp on my design so that I could estimate the amount of, say, for example, paint. So I really had to plan it out. I drew it and I painted it out.
Isla's mural at 3rd and Lincoln covers two right angle walls. A child is holding out a flower to a huge earth goddess with giant garter snakes for her hair.
The idea of a child approaching an obstacle with compassion and curiosity, and my obstacle is kind of this big double-headed spirit creature woman, but sort of loosely based on the myth of Medusa. You see just this one child offering it a flower, and she's elevated and looking it in the eye, and it just has this feel of like courage and innocence.
When asked about the snakes on the mural, Isla said her father loved snakes and often brought them home. Although many people associate snakes with evil, Isla Rose says she has a very different relationship with them.
In my opinion, snakes more represent our connection to the earth. Facing the snake or the concept of Medusa is turning this darkness into, you know, recognizing it as something other than evil.
The two walls of the Isla Rose mural are best viewed in the morning light at 3rd and Lincoln. Viz City is co-produced by Sandy Brown Jensen and Terry Way.